Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's Christmas week, so naturally it's going to be 75 degrees maybe on Christmas Day, which is just enraging.
It's offensive.
I've been irate since the forecast has been pretty firmed up here.
To be fair.
Come on, man.
You're in a general state of being irate most of the time.
Well, now I'm really like, this is the worst it's ever been. I've never been angrier.
Speaking of irate.
Oh, Andrew Egger.
That's right.
He's always mad about something. White House correspondent for The Bulwark and the co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter, which you should subscribe to, and St. Louis. And he is in St. Louis right now, and he's coming to us from what looks like a really nice library.
I'm so jealous. Wherever you're coming to us from.
Thanks, guys. I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're about to hear about them. So let's not get too happy.
Well, that's
tomorrow. Let's keep the anger rolling.
That's the Festivus is tomorrow, so we're not celebrating early.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Keep the powder dry on that.
I do like to think that at the Bulwark, they will have feats of strength.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like you said, I'm in St. Louis, so who knows what's going on back at the main office these days. But yeah, it could be.
All right. So We're keeping an eye on Washington, D.C., and I'll just get this question out of the way because
I'd rather it be Washington State. Let's just talk about Washington State. For
I'll get this question out of the way, Andrew, because Chris and I have decided to name some classic St. Louis monuments and fixtures after ourselves. So right now we do want to do the Chris and Amy Thomas Eagleton Courthouse and the Chris Ranji and the Stan Musial Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In honor of the president renaming the Kennedy Center, is this something that will have any lasting power since the Kennedy Center was initially named by statute?
Well, obviously, a lot of that's going to come down to who takes the White House next, right? I mean, we've seen this sort of thing a lot under this administration where, they have a real fervor for renaming things, even things that technically they really shouldn't be renaming. I mean, the Department of Defense was the early obvious one. That's a department that has a name in U.S. law. You know, it's the Defense Department. They renamed it the Department of War because it turns out, the law might say one thing, but if you are in charge of the people who actually put the letters up on the building and who control the websites and things like that. You can kind of just live your life as though the Department of Defense actually is the Department of War. And that's been kind of the same thing with the Kennedy Center, which has been one of Donald Trump's big time kind of hobby horses this year. Obviously, he has a lot of more important things to manage on a daily basis, but he has really taken a shine to micromanaging various parts of the Kennedy Center, which is obviously the sort of premier arts venue in D.C. that's run by the federal government. He had himself appointed chairman of the board, and now he has put his name on the building. Yes, like you mentioned, it is the law that the thing is not called the Donald J. Trump and John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts, but simply the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Donald Trump is not dead, so it's not really clear why he would want to have a Donald J. Trump Memorial Center. But yes, for the time being, until such time as somebody else comes up who wants to give the order to take those letters off the building, that at least is what will be printed on the side.
I will say, it's a long story, but I have a running route that I've named after this guy that we run with, you know, the Mike Smith Memorial Hilly Route. And I always have to say he's not dead. Like, he's not dead, right. But we call it the memorial. So that's maybe what they'll have to say now is he's not dead.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're remembering him when you're on the route. So there's something to that. Yeah.
Right.
So, is there any indication that people, even privately, who might be aligned with the president or in the Republican Party, that they think stuff like this is kind of absurd, but they're not going to say anything about it? But is there any indication that maybe privately they're all like, come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah, there are certainly people who sort of roll their eyes at this or this sort of thing, or think that this sort of thing is sort of beneath the president's notice in one way or another. But it's not as though this is, I mean, when you think about kind of the MAGA mind, the MAGA imagination. I mean, the truer thing to say is just that people like that don't really focus on stuff like this, right? I mean, like these are sort of mini outrages that crop up in sort of certain media diets and sort of mainstream media or on, you know, left leaning media, things like that, that are sort of evocative of you know, one pathology or another in the mind of the president, or one norm or another that the president is getting rid of. You know, it's very, very unusual for a sitting president to have things named after him. Even living presidents are not often honored in this way. You know, there's plans for Donald Trump, for instance, to try to get his face on $1 coins next year, which would be another just super breach of precedent in this way. But this is one of the things about this White House is that everything is so sort of controversial, and there are so many different things that become these sort of polarizing partisan moments, and there's so much to chew on and digest all the time, even at far more, you know, consequential matters of policy than this, that a lot of times things like this just sort of slip through. And there are some people who would argue that those are that state of play, you know, that state of play where things are just kind of slipping through because there's no real attention to be able to be given to all the little ways in which the norms are being changed, that these might be some of the longer lasting ramifications of this particular presidency, not just that his name would be on the Kennedy Center or anything like that, but just this sort of pattern of presidents, you know, being a little more shameless about this sort of thing, this sort of self-promotion, this sort of self-aggrandizement, and this sort of ability and willingness to play fast and loose with even silly little rules in law, like what buildings are named.
Andrew, kind of doing a 180 here. This goes to a piece that I saw in the Bulwark by your colleague, Sam Stein, about a pediatric cancer bill that had been really, really big in the cancer community, that they've tried to pass this single piece of legislation for years. And it looked like they were about to do that. And Bernie Sanders got in the way. And as Sam Stein noted, that again, this is, he mentioned agonizing setbacks and private negotiations to try to get this pediatric cancer bill passed. And on Wednesday night, they thought they were going to see it passed, so much so that those in the cancer community were given a heads up. And there were even three kids who are bereaved siblings of cancer victims and a pediatric cancer survivor were in the Senate gallery, and then it failed.
Yeah, it's a horrible story, and yeah. It kind of gets at I think some of the ways in which Congress is unlike what you would sort of imagine Congress to be like, because you would sort of think that, like, there's this bill with these extremely compelling narratives behind it. It's a good piece of policy. Essentially, what the bill would do is, not to get too into the weeds, but just make it easier for kids with cancer to you know, try certain, like, moonshot techniques, and for companies to test various combinations of you know, drugs that haven't been you know, studied before, make it easier for them to study them, particularly in a pediatric environment, you know, specifically to target cancer in kids. So it's a bill that has overwhelming support. People want it to pass. People over big majorities in both houses of Congress want to get it passed. But the problem is that, you know, it's not just enough to want a piece of legislation passed. You need to find kind of a window in the sort of current churn of stuff that's going on in both houses. It has to be able to, you know, get through in specific ways. There are specific techniques that you know, you would either need to attach it to a bigger piece of legislation, which is what they tried to do a year ago, and then Elon Musk kind of blew that up, or you need to what they tried to do yesterday, last week, is pass it via unanimous consent, where you kind of short circuit a lot of the sort of normal procedure that takes up a lot of time. You just bring it up on the floor. You're like, if nobody has a problem with this, we pass it. And what Bernie Sanders said then was that he was not happy. He basically said this bill's not good enough. He basically said a year ago we had this paired with a couple of other healthcare initiatives that are really important. I still think we should pass all of those bills. I don't think we should just take this one out and put it in. And so he was, because the bill required unanimous consent, that was enough to keelhaul that effort right then. But it's a big setback again for the people who have been, you know, they might also, all these other advocates who might also think that these other measures might be important or useful in one way or another, but who have just been lobbying for this particular thing with, again, just this really compelling story and all this tragedy that has gone behind it. And a lot of these people who have suffered these losses and have poured sort of a lot of their emotions around that into, well, let's try to get this particular thing passed so that other people don't have to go through this. And hopefully this is not the end for this bill, but at the very least, it is a very frustrating and heartbreaking, really, setback, at least for these families.
Yeah. Meanwhile, for the Affordable Care Act, those subsidies are going to expire unless something changes next month. What's the likelihood that they are able to get something done? Because we've heard stories, people have gotten letters that have said their premiums are going to skyrocket. So what is the likelihood of them fixing that before it becomes a real problem?
Well, before it becomes a real problem, that's the easy question. The likelihood of them fixing it before it becomes a real problem is zero. These premium pike. I mean, what are we, like, a week away from the new year? This is going into effect. These subsidies are going to expire, at least for a short period of time. People are going to feel them, and the question is just, will they kind of backfill some solution? And that's a much harder question to answer, because everybody sort of recognizes that this is a political hot potato. Nobody wants to be left kind of holding the bag for just this big increase in premium prices for something like 20 million Americans. But there's zero agreement, especially on the Republican side, about what stopping that or solving that would look like. Democrats have a pretty straightforward path here. They're like, we'll just put it back the way it was, right? And then, you know, the cliff will go away and there won't be any problems. Republicans have a lot of objections to that. Some of them are more reasonable than others. I mean, it is true that this program was just kind of created during the pandemic. It was originally envisioned as sort of a stopgap thing rather than just like these subsidies will be in place forever sort of thing. So you can understand why Republicans on some level would be like, well, let's not make those permanent. Let's not just sort of roll over and have that be the way it goes. But the fiscal cliff that's there and the way that it is so tied to this specific piece of policy has them wanting to pass something, some sort of thing that would at least ease this blow. But there are a bunch of different Republican strategies for what that would look like. They're not even kind of united behind one plan now. It's so hard to look forward to the future, in particular because this may end up getting tied to the next government shutdown, funding cliff, which is about 6 weeks away now. And again, obviously, this was a big bone of contention during the last shutdown, which was the longest in U.S. history. So trying to game it out beyond that is probably beyond my predictive powers. But I will say it's everyone recognizes that it is a major political problem, but that does not mean we're anywhere close to any kind of solution or fix.
Andrew, I just saw in the Wall Street Journal that immigrants living in the U.S. illegally could see an exit bonus that was tripled to $3,000 if they voluntarily leave the country by the end of the year. So they've tripled the exit bonus from $1,000 to $3,000 to those who self-deport. How does this work, and has it been effective?
So it's a little hard to tell, first of all. We don't have very good numbers on you know, the extent of the people taking them up on this offer, the extent of people trying to leave the country without taking them up on this offer. When this policy was first rolled out, and I don't remember exactly when it was, the original exit bonus 6 months ago or something like that, it was sort of billed as the carrot versus the stick. I mean, obviously, we've seen all of the headlines of the increased deportation enforcement and people, you know, ICE officers, you know, chasing people to their work or you know, dragging them out of cars and things like that. And that's the stick, right? That's the, we're going to catch you, we're going to deport you. And once we catch you and deport you, we're going to make sure you don't come back. This other thing was billed as if you are in the country illegally and you don't want to have to potentially go through all that, leave on your own. We will actually help you do that. You know, we'll put you on a flight. We'll get you back where you're going, and we'll give you a little bit of cash to help you get there as well. And potentially that does not close you off from coming back legally later. It was kind of the way that Kristi Noem and DHS billed this. If they are now increasing that amount, that perhaps suggests that they're not getting the sort of pickup on that plan or on that argument, on that pitch that they were hoping to get. At the same time, it's become a little complicated because there have been reports of people who are trying to kind of follow that plan, who are trying to leave the country voluntarily, who are then being kind of scooped up at the border and then processed, even like physically as they're in the act of trying to leave the country, processed as though they are being caught and deported, which you know, again, actually does foreclose the possibility for them of under the current administration's rules of potentially coming back later. So it's a bit of a mess. I mean, it has a little bit to do with the fact that, you know, quotas of deportations and quotas of detentions are a big deal inside of DHS right now. That's, you know, the White House is constantly putting a lot of pressure on them to get those numbers up. But this is one way in which you could see it becoming kind of like a two different administration policies working kind of at cross purposes with each other, making that program a little less effective.
Andrew Egger, good to talk to you as always. We want you to enjoy being at home with your family and glad you're back in St. Louis. Thank you for talking with us again today.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
That is the White House correspondent for The Bulwark and the Morning Shots newsletter. He is a co-author of that, Andrew Egger, St. Louisan, joining us every Monday on the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seems like everyone else has the same talents except for me.
You have lots of talents.
You changed batteries in the smoke detector?
Sure did. Triple A's. In 6 months, you'll have to check them again. Won't he?
All right. There was recently in St. Louis a tall people meetup, Ranj, which is funny that we're playing that with Elf.
Oh my God, that's
you
the
did
whole,
that.
I mean, Amy.
I totally missed it.
Well, the reason we're playing this is...
I hit my head, okay.
Okay, Kevin.
I totally missed it. Oh my
dude.
Gosh.
Yes, because he was taller than everybody else. Because he wasn't
why he
an
changed
elf.
The
yes,
batteries.
That's why,
yeah.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. I am so slow today. Dozens of people gathered for the Tall People Meetup. Now, here's the thing. The Tall People Meetup was to promote, quote, visibility and belonging for tall people in the St. Louis area.
Nice.
Who often feel like outliers in everyday social settings because of their height. Here's the thing. I'm not against this in principle. Okay, let me just lay that out. I'm not against it in principle. What I disagree with is the criterion for this, the parameters, if you will. The Tall People Meetup was for any women taller than 5'8" and for any men taller than 6 feet. And let me tell you, if you are a man who's 6 feet tall or 6'1", you don't feel left out because you're so tall. Isn't the whole problem with dating apps is that women want guys who are 6 feet tall, and so guys will lie about being 6 feet tall? Saying that you need a meetup for a guy who is 6 feet tall is like saying you need a meetup because you're just so attractive that you don't fit in anywhere. So you need a meetup with other attractive people. I feel like the parameters were a little too generous. If you're 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", and I have a few friends who are that tall, I get it. That can be... You can feel unusual. I have one of my girlfriends is 6'2". She was a professional volleyball player. That's tall. That's tall for a female. But 5'8", for a female, you feel left out. I would pay $1 million to be 5'8". And most guys want to be 6 feet tall. Don't you feel like
all right, so
that's too
let
short?
Me, okay, let me...
This is upsetting to me.
Let me just say...
you two.
For us tall men... Ugh. It's sometimes people look at us like, look at that big ogre. And they're afraid. They cross the street. They go to the other side. They go to the other side of the street because they think you're going to take their purse, which we're not.
Hey, can you grab something off the top shelf for me? I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
I mean, these two.
It's terrible.
These two gentlemen waltzing around at what are you, 6'3 and 6'2?
6'1, 6'3. Yeah.
Whatever it is you are, you guys don't, quote, stand out because you're tall.
We stand out because we're so good looking.
That's right. Handsome.
So you're on radio.
Well, it is a benefit, I think, and this is just my perception, of being, if you're a man, it's a lot better to be tall, I think. Right? I think there's an appeal to it.
Six feet is probably not so tall that you're an outcast.
So, but I think it's tougher to be a female and be tall. Because again, like we're talking about, there's a thing that men want to be taller than their girlfriends or their wives. There's a stigma to it. If you're not, people judge you and they make, oh, look, she's taller than him. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that usually I think a lot of dudes try to avoid. And I don't think you should have to. It doesn't matter.
Here's
right?
what I know.
So being a woman and being tall is probably a lot more challenging. It's good in some, you could play volleyball or you could play basketball. That's great.
You look amazing in clothes.
Right. But it is probably tougher to find height appropriate mates if you're into
if
that
I
kind
were
of
tall,
thing.
I don't need a height appropriate mate. Every supermodel is taller than 5'8". They're all tall. And I don't feel sorry for Karlie Kloss. I think, wow, that's amazing.
I think a lot of men are intimidated by tall women. So it might be more challenging for women in that aspect of life.
But that's assuming you want to meet somebody.
Right. I'm saying in that aspect of life, it can be.
Well, I just think, I get it. I, like I said, my tall friends who are 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", who are female, I get it. That can be challenging. Men, though, 6 feet tall, that's what they want. No one's feeling sorry for a guy because he's 6 feet tall. I get it if you're 6'8". That's tough.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Amy and I were talking about this in the office earlier, that we can't remember time that there was no Mike Bush on TV here in St. Louis.
That's,
I mean,
right.
It did happen, yeah. Because I was 7, I think it was about 7 years old, when he came on the scene here in St. Louis, and all of us famously remember the Bob and Mike promos on Channel 5 back in the day. Well, Mike Bush, after a long, fantastic career at KSDK, has decided that he will retire in 2026, and he joins us now on KMOX on the Chris and Amy Show. Mike, it is good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Boy, you're making me feel old. You were 7 years old. You were 7 years old.
I was 2.
Oh my, I mean, you were only 9.
Two. Well, so. Now you know why I'm retiring.
Well, but see, I mean, that's a good point. But I will say, like, to Ranji's point, there's no, in my mind, my entire life, there's no St. Louis news without Mike Bush. Like, you're part of it. A big,
well,
part.
I appreciate that. And I, you know, I've been very, very lucky. I'm like the luckiest guy in the whole world. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do is get into broadcasting. I was able to do that. I moved. My first job was in Tucson, Arizona, where I went to school. Then I went to New Orleans, Kansas City. And when I came to St. Louis 40 and a half years ago, you know, I didn't know if it would just be another stop, but it turned out to be, the best professional decision I ever made, coming here and staying here. And so St. Louis's home, and I've been very lucky that St. Louisans have allowed me to come into their homes all these years.
Can you remember a time or a moment where you realized this was going to be your forever home, or did it happen gradually and you looked up and went, oh man, I'm here forever and I guess this is where I'll stay?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough. I had been here about 2 years, and I was lucky enough to get a job offer at ESPN. I was doing sports at the time, mm-hmm. and ESPN was, you know, they Sports Center became a big thing, and I really, you know, was mulling it over. Should I do this? Should I do this? And when I sat down and talked to my wife, the conversation was, are you happy here? Do you feel comfortable here? We love St. Louis, and that was the decision. You never know if, you know, they're going to renew your contract or what's going to happen, but this always felt like home to me, and, you know, I've raised my kids here, so St. Louis is home, and so I think that not going to ESPN was probably the decision that made me decide this is the place I want to be.
Well, as you mentioned, you started as a sports reporter back in 1985 with KSDK. Was sports always your passion? Did you know or want to move into the news?
Yeah, no, I had an opportunity to move to news a few years earlier, and I turned it down. Sports was always my passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were doing this Sunday night sports show called Sports Plus back in the day. And it was so much fun to do because, fortunately, the ratings were good. And when you get good ratings, you get a little autonomy. And so we could pretty much do what we wanted with that show. And, you know, for instance, if NBC would have some kind of series, they used to have mini series, and they would have something like the 80s. So we would play off of that and do an 80s Sports Plus, or a 70s Sports Plus, or a 60s Sports Plus, whatever it might be. And that autonomy doesn't really exist much in television news. Mm. It doesn't exist at all when you go into the news department, because there's a lot of cooks in that pot. So that was a lot of fun. And I mean, since I was a kid, I wanted to do sports. So getting to do it here and you know, covering the Cardinals from the 80s and the Whitey Herzog era was just a blast.
Yeah, that was probably the best time to break in, you know, I suppose, unless you were coming in during the, you know, the 2006 to 2011 and 13 run and all of that. But in the 80s, there was something very special about that era of Cardinals baseball.
There really was. And I was really lucky because I came here in 85, and the first half of the season, I was in Kansas City, so I covered the Royals. The second half of the season, I'm in St. Louis, and I'm covering the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, right in the middle of it, so I knew players on both sides. And obviously, I didn't like the way the World Series ended, nor did any St. Louis in 1985. But I was just very lucky to be in that position.
Yeah, you think of, man, all the different teams that you've seen with the Cardinals and the Blues. Also, I mean, the St. Louis Rams and their stint here. Again, when you've been with the station for so long, you see really so much that becomes the identity of the city.
You really do. And again, you talk about luck. When, you know, the Rams moved to St. Louis, they in 1999, they had just mm-hmm. finished 4-12. They asked me to do the play-by-play on the radio, and they won the freaking Super Bowl. So I remember being in Atlanta and being in the radio booth about to go on the air and thinking, holy cow, I'm about to broadcast a Super Bowl. And then they won the darn thing. So every step of the way, I've just been very lucky.
You know, I mentioned right off the top the promos with Bob Richards, who was a very popular meteorologist here in St. Louis. You were the popular sports guy. I mean, Zipper Zeppa was a big deal here, too, around that time. But, you know, having those promos, I fondly remember all of those and used to look forward to seeing them. it's, I mean, the news business for you, for us, is different than it used to be back then.
But that
for sure. What a special time that was, though.
It really was.
And that's another thing. Resonate. Yeah.
That's another thing that I always say is I was very lucky to come up in the time that I did. You know, when I was at Channel 5 in the 80s, early 90s, I mean, cable really didn't have deep penetration in St. Louis. And so pretty much at 10 o'clock at night, people watch 2, 4, 5 or mm-hmm. Channel 11. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, those were the options. And fortunately we were doing pretty well at Channel 5. And so they started those promos. Let me tell you, we would go out to Los Angeles to shoot those promos. It was a film company. I remember the first time we went out, we shot like 2 or 3, you know, in a few days. There was a trailer with my name on it, you know, like filming a movie.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I walked in and hair and makeup people. It was unbelievable. I'd never experienced anything like this before. Or since. And now the budget for each one of those commercials is probably more than the budget is for promotions, you know, for an entire year or two at local TV stations these days.
That's wild. I mean, just saying that, I think when something happens with the satellite here, Ronj has to go up, climb the ladder, and fix the antenna.
Yeah. Yeah, things have changed in radio too. Yes.
What about the fact that here you are on Channel 5 and NBC forever and a day has hosted the Olympics?
Yeah. Well, I've been very lucky. I got to, I was a part of the Olympic torch relay in 96. Mm-hmm. In 2002, I mean, Jackie Joyner-Kersee handed off to me as I ran down Market Street. I mean, how amazing is that? And got to cover two Olympics in 96 and 2002. So that's been great. There've just been so many experiences. Someone asked me the other day, "Well, what's your favorite thing?" It would be impossible for me to say what my favorite thing is. I can say that my favorite thing to do, despite all the amazing people I've met, is telling the stories of people who are making a difference in St. Louis, because I think we need to shine a spotlight on kindness and people, you know, just going out of their way to help others. But, interviewing presidents or covering the Pope in 2013 when Pope Francis was elected. I mean, those kinds of things will, you know, stay with me forever.
Was it a challenge for, and I've done this a bit, not quite to the extent that you have, but being in sports for so long and then shifting over into news, and I know you said you had the offer a long time before and turned that down, but what was the challenge for you in doing that?
Well, what changed for me, so I had been asked a couple of years before to move into news, and I just really didn't want to. I really was enjoying myself doing sports. And then 9/11 happened. And when you're a sportscaster and 9/11 happens, you feel pretty helpless. We didn't do sports, I think, for a week while that happened. And, you know, I was trying to help the news department, you know, get interviews and do whatever I could. But I realized that, you know, the great thing about having done sports for so long is that, you know, I had pretty much done it. And here was an opportunity to have another challenge. And so it wasn't an easy decision, but I made it. And then I did news for about a year, and it's depressing sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know there's some challenges that this city has and lots of other cities too. And it's sometimes hard not to take it home with you. Mm-hmm. So that's when I went to the boss and I said, listen, we is there any way I can start shining a light on people who we have to get some positive news on the news? So that's when we started our Making a Difference reports. And that's kind of kept me sane for all these years with all the bad news that happens all the time.
Mike, that's why we decided we're just going to talk about nonsense all the time, and there's never anything important
on
the show.
Well,
he's not joking. I mean, thank you for answering that question. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how did you not lose your mind?
But there's also another part of this too, is that I think there's a great challenge in being a sports guy, and you've done that for so long, and that's how everybody knows you, and then you move over into the news realm, it's almost like, well, why am I listening to this sports guy talk about news? Was that a challenge for you?
Well, sure, it is a challenge, and people have to accept you, and it probably took people a while. But the truth is, when you're doing local TV news, your job is to be a storyteller. And whether you're talking about Whitey Herzog or you're talking about Donald Trump or Barack Obama or whoever, I mean, you need to tell stories. You need to inform people, let them know what's going on, and try to stick to the facts. And so, you know, after a period of time, I think people got used to it. And I do not regret the decision at all. I'm very happy I made that decision to move into news. And I've gotten to work with some great people and got to cover some amazing events. And so, you know, the fact that I've been able to do both those things, like I say, I feel just very lucky.
Well, Mike Bush, we want to congratulate you on an awesome career. We appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. And in fact, when you finally do retire, maybe just come hang out with us every now and then. We'll keep you a little busy, but we are also not going to pay you.
We don't have any money.
We have no money.
Well, I understand that, but
I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I may take you up on that offer. Right.
That would be fun. An honor to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Mike Bush. I didn't need to give him an outro. You already know who that is. He has decided to retire, and we wish him the best. Just really, really awesome to talk to Mike Bush. Yeah. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji on KMOX. Don't forget the Gas House Gang at noon on 104.1 FM.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Corps.
All right, what do you got, you old throttle bottom?
That's right. So I learned some new words when I was out. And throttle bottom.
They're different words than I usually teach you.
Yeah. No, usually I hear a word and then I go, hey, Ranj, what does this mean? You go, well, ugh.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Throttle bottom, which initially I had said was an incompetent person in office. It's a willfully ignorant and incompetent person in public office. Well, that definition is a little bit lacking because there is an emphasis that this person is harmlessly incompetent. So throttle bottom is a derogatory term for a harmlessly incompetent person in public office. It's derived from the character Alexander Throttlebottom in the 1931 musical of The I Sing, and it was about, Alexander Throttlebottom was a famously inept vice president.
So his name was Throttlebottom?
Yes. It describes someone futile or inept in a position of power, but, this is the big but without malice or great harm. So Throttlebottom is more bumbling. Oh. More bumbling.
Got it.
Yes.
It's not so consequential.
Vindictive and petty and malicious?
That
yes,
is,
no. It's not consequential, vindictive, petty, or malicious. It is without malice. So it's a bumbler.
Please
There's throttle bottoms out there.
Oh, lots of throttle bottoms out there. I think there are civilian throttle bottoms, to be honest. I think we should expand the definition. You can and should, actually, you're required, now that I think about it. Follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. We have our Twitter poll today, and it's an important one. We thought that we would start to put our name on things since it is now the cool thing to do, apparently. You can vote of which of these St. Louis things that we should rename. And this is in honor of the president putting his name on the John F. Kennedy Center.
Memorial
John F. Kennedy Center. Here are your options. You have to vote for the one you like the best at Chris Amy KMOX. It is either the Chris Ranji Stan Musial Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The Chris and Amy and Eads Bridge, the Chris and Amy and Thomas Eagleton Courthouse, or the Amy Marks Corps Jack Buck Memorial Highway.
So
you have to vote for the one that you like the best.
I'm going to editorialize. For some reason, by far the most offensive one is the Amy Marks Corps Jack Buck Memorial Highway. Like, that's offensive. I'm offended by it.
Wow.
It was your idea.
Well,
I find that one offensive.
If we're doing this now, I mean... Why the hell not?
The one that tickles me is the Chris and Amy and Thomas Eagleton courthouse.
Okay, so go ahead and vote at Chris Amy KMOX. You got to be following us on Twitter, and then you can vote in that poll. We're going to have the results tomorrow because it is a very short week.
Yeah.
And talk about it.
Are we doing anything for Christmas Eve, since that's the three of us, that's our last day here?
Yeah.
Oh, because on Christmas Eve we're doing... Oh my gosh.
You hear that? Wait, hold on.
Out of nowhere. Let's from just, the depths of hell.
From the depths of hell. They almost lost. Bear down, baby. In the playoffs. Clinched. Let's go.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. My God.
You should take a picture of your Bears Holly hat.
Oh, it's a great hat.
Holly
I
Bears.
Really like this hat.
The Holly Bear hat.
Yes, the Holly Berry hat. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Congrats to the Bears. Congrats to the Illinois State Redbirds, too. Playing for a national title January 5th.
Join us tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
That's right. Festivus is tomorrow. We'll be back with you at 9 o'clock on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.